It's you. Come in, young man. No, my daughter is running a bit late. She's still in the shower. You're welcome to take a seat. Hey, I didn't say you could put your shoes on the furniture. Could I get you a drink? Non-alcoholic, of course. I don't keep any liquor in the house. No? Okay. Actually, I'm quite glad that we get to have a few moments with just the two of us. Because we really do need to talk, and I'm sure that's no surprise. You know I don't approve of you. To put it quite bluntly, I consider you a bad influence upon my daughter. You're not very good at looking innocent. No, I know your kind very well. The bad boy, mysterious, masculine and devilishly good-looking, able to spin the head of a poor innocent girl who doesn't have the experience to know any better. The sort who makes all kinds of fanciful promises until he gets what he wants, and then he's just gone in a flash. And I think I know what you want. Well, you tell me just what your intentions are towards her. Treat her to a good time. You can't even keep yourself from smirking, can you? I'm not opposed to her going out and having fun, you understand. It's just who she has it with. That's the problem. Because you're planning to seduce my daughter and have sex with her. Oh, does it surprise you that I know what sex is? Despite what she may have made jokes about, I know how men can be absolute beasts. Of course you don't think that anything I'm saying matters, which is why you've got that cocky little smirk on your face. You think that you're just going to nod and smile until I get out of your hair, and then you'll tell my daughter what a stick in the mud her mother is. How I don't want her to have any fun. The sort of fun that you'd be happy to show her. And of course, talking to her does little good. She's still enthralled to her hormones, so certain that she can't make any mistakes or do anything she'll regret later. And I'm afraid that she doesn't appreciate all the lengths I go to protect her. She sees me as being puritanical, controlling, a spoilsport. And I can't push the issue without alienating her. But that doesn't mean I'm helpless, of course. No, you stay seated. You don't need to move. I'm coming over to you. I know how I can make sure my daughter has a good time tonight. And also, make sure that you don't take advantage of her trust and her innocence. I'm going to drain you. What do you think I mean? I'm going to take your cum, young man. I'm going to empty those balls so much that you'll be quite unable to get an erection tonight. Let me just flip that belt open. Reach in and... Oh, my word. You're already getting hard. I can feel it through your boxers. Are you already imagining what you'd do with my daughter? Or are you such a bad boy that you were getting aroused looking at her mother? You are a pervert, aren't you? Absolutely one-track mind. I mean, you're getting aroused looking at me, even though this dress is perfectly modest. High neckline, sensible skirt. Of course, it does have trouble concealing my curves, but so does every outfit I have. It's just the way I am. I don't flaunt my figure, but sometimes there's only so much even the most modest outfit can do. You're tensing up, looking at the stairs. Oh no, eyes on me. She won't be down for a while yet. Let's just stroke that cock through the cotton. Get you fully aroused. Oh my, such a quick reaction. My word. Just look at that thing. Straining through your underwear? Oh, it's positively obscene. You really were looking for trouble tonight, weren't you? Dear me, such a typical man. No self-control. I think I need to bring this thing out into the open. Look at it. Hard, throbbing. Then I haven't even properly touched you yet. Now, I want to be clear that I take no pleasure in doing this whatsoever. This is entirely for the sake of my daughter. It's so hot in my hand. And if I just squeeze it a bit. Well, you seem to be paying much more attention to me now. And if I just squeeze it a bit. Well, you seem to be paying much more attention to me now. Don't you think? How about if I squeeze? Just pull my fingers up to the tip and down to the base. Nice and slow. And again and again. Yes. Those balls feel quite heavy. No doubt that load was meant for my daughter, but not anymore. You're making quite a bit of noise. Do you like it like that? Like it nice and slow? Or maybe you like it if I sped up a bit? Just work that cock. Pump it. I can feel my hand getting a little sticky. You really have no self-control when a woman's touching you, do you? Let's stop. Because I don't want you shooting your load all over my nice clean couch. That's why. And I need to get you nice and worked up. I said I was going to drain you. And I need to get you more ready than this. I want those balls thoroughly emptied. Pass me that cushion. No, not that one. That's one of the nice cushions. That one. Just slip it under my knees. Now then, do you like it when girls kneel down before you and suck your cock? Were you going to have my daughter do that? No end to your depravity. I can see I'll just have to run my tongue up the underside. Like the head. I need to know what I'm dealing with. And suck on these balls. And finally, take this cock into my... Just as well I got here when I did. My daughter could never have handled this. You really want me to go faster, don't you? To judge by how your hips are twitching and how you're staring at the sight of it vanishing between my lips. And just think, my daughter's right above us. You just don't care, do you? Probably forgotten she was even here. So predictable. No. Did I leave a lipstick ring around your cock? Well, that'll make you think twice before letting my daughter see it. Now then, I really need to finish you off, don't I? It's a pity. I'm going to have to be this vulgar. But I'm a good mother, and I'll stop at nothing to make sure my daughter is safe from men like you. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm getting my breasts out. I hope you're happy with yourself, leaving me no other choice than to do this. I could hardly help if my figure is quite voluptuous. I've seen you sneaking glances at me before. You wouldn't be the first man to do so. I know you're all just after one thing. Oh. Now you're making me put that hard, hot cock between my big, soft breasts. Press them together so it's just the tip peeking out and just starting to lift and drop them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That feels so... I mean, that feels like you're enjoying it. You like the sight of my big... It's just bouncing and shaking as you fuck them. You're bucking your hips, thrusting up into my cleavage. You've got no self-control. None whatsoever. You're going to shoot your load, aren't you? Right between the big breasts of your girlfriend's mother. Even though you can't stand me? Better hurry. I think she just turned the shower off. Would it help? Would it make you come quicker if I sucked on the tip? Oh, of course it would. Yes, yes, give it to me. Oh, I can feel how bad you want it. Give me your cum. Give me all your cum. I'm not letting you keep any for her. Don't fight it. Give it to me. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, come. Oh, come on. Come on. Oh, come. Shoot it out for me. That's it. Oh, that's it. I can feel it twitching. Oh, here it comes. Oh, oh, yes. That's it. Oh, that's it. Don't hold back. Shoot that hot cum over my big tits. Oh, my neck. My chin. You even got a bit in my mouth. Just look at that. You covered me. Droplets all over my cleavage. And sticking my breasts together. And look at that cock. Just wilting. Quite harmless now. I think my work here is done. Just let me put my dress back in place. Oh, hurry up and zip yourself up, young man. Make an effort. Oh, hello, darling. Oh, no. He doesn't mind that you're late at all, do you? We were just having a friendly conversation, enjoying each other's company, clearing the air a little. No, really. You just look surprised, that was all. Now then, have a wonderful date together. Warn you, darling, why would I do that? Oh, I'm completely certain he'll be on his best behavior tonight. No funny business. I trust him.